Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. It looks like the people that set up the website have fixed the problem, and we're able to get in now. And we're going to see if we can. A couple of guests came on, but then they had to drop off because they couldn't get connected. So I'm hoping that some of them will come back, and we can start the show. So you have just hang in there, and we'll get this thing rolling. Okay, folks, we're back again, and we're getting things rolling here. It's been a very, very confusing start for the show today. I'm sorry about that. When the systems don't work, when the systems have problems, it's hard to have the show that you want to have. So it's very confusing, especially at my age. Seems like the older I get, the harder it is for me to adapt to things that happen. So, but anyway, we're back on track here. And I see that my friend Derek has come on. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Derek, I think we were talking earlier about the your friend Gavin. He's interested in working with us, and says he's looking forward to it. So we need to talk to him some more.
I sent him a text if he's available at 7 p.m. his time.
Okay, great. Great. That's great. Where is he located?
He's in California right now. He's in Colorado.
Oh, okay.
Remember the professional baseball player?
Oh, yeah, okay. That's great.
Yep. I'm doing the right things, Bob.
I know you are. You're definitely doing the right things.
And I'm trying to help Gavin have a better life, too.
Yep, absolutely. So that's great, Derek. I'm glad you're... I'm glad he's responded.
Yeah. He's going to work with us, right?
Yes. He said he was looking forward to it.
Yeah. I'm making a friend out of it, right?
Right. And it doesn't matter where they are, you know. Colorado or if he's in...
Can I do business in Australia?
Absolutely.
I can.
Australia has a big business down there.
In Australia?
Yep. So
I sent somebody a hope card in Australia.
Yeah. What we have to do with that is we have to probably work through somebody that's already in the business down there.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. They will sponsor that person, and then you will be a co-sponsor to that person.
A co-sponsor?
You'll be a co-sponsor, yes.
Yeah.
So they can work with the person, and you can work with the person. The reason they do it that way is because the rules are different in different countries.
Yeah.
You understand? That way, we don't have to learn all the rules in the different countries.
Yeah,
we have a co-sponsor that lives in that country that knows the rules. You understand?
Yeah.
So, but you'll be a co-sponsor, and then you will share you will share in the income on that person.
Yeah.
Both sponsors get a portion of the income.
Yeah.
It works a little different than it's in the United States.
People are hurting. It's good. The economy's going to get a lot worse. People are going to be calling me for help, right?
Right, right.
It's going to get a lot worse, which is better, right?
Right, right. Okay, my friend.
I'm excited.
Yep, I know you are, and I'm excited for you.
I tell people I'm excited to help people have a better life.
That's right, that's right. We're trying to help people throughout the world.
Yeah, I'm trying to help people through the whole world.
Yep. See, the world is our opportunity. Yeah, we're doing the things.
People are hurting.
You understand?
I'm glad Gavin sent you a tech.
He did?
I'm glad Gavin sent you a tech.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a few days ago, but see, I get so many texts every day. I get about 50 or 60 texts every day. But sometimes it takes me a while to go through them all.
Can you hear me okay?
What?
You can hear. I put you on speakerphone so I can talk to you better.
Yeah, we're doing good. I'm okay.
You okay? I'm okay.
Yeah. Had two doctors helping me out, and I'm getting things straightened out.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, my friend.
Yeah, that was good. I'm glad Gavin responded to you.
Yeah. Yeah, I am too. I'm happy for you. I'm happy for you, and I'm happy for him.
Yeah.
So we'll talk some more with him.
Yeah.
And then we'll go from there.
Okay, I sent him a text. I'm just gonna. I sent him one text today. Let's see if he responds to my text message.
Okay, we'll see what he does. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I'm doing that. See, he's very interested. He said he's gonna want to work with us, but we don't know what area though, right?
Right.
It could be education, health and wellness, food and family. We don't know what area though.
Yeah, well, we want to find out what he's interested in.
Yeah.
What area he's interested in. How can we help him?
How can we help him? It's about him.
Yeah.
Help him.
Yep. And then when we find out what we can help him in, then we'll all three work on it. You and me and him. Okay?
Yeah. He must have been talking to Ron, too, a little bit, too.
Yeah.
He must have been talking to Ron, too.
Yeah. I got a call in for Ron right now.
Yeah.
I'll wait to see what he said. What he,
yeah.
I was asking, I called him about, I couldn't get in this morning today.
You got to get these websites up. I can't register. I can't register. We need to get Gavin registered in the Hope Collection.
Yep, absolutely.
Can you help me do that?
Yeah, that's the first step.
How do we do that?
Yeah, you know how to do it. You've done it before.
No, the websites are still down.
It's different.
The websites are still down.
It's still down?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was up.
No. I got a call.
Well,
Ron's got to verbally register the person.
Yeah, let me...
Ron...
Listen, when Ron calls me back, I will talk to him about it.
Okay.
Find out what's going on with the website.
All right.
Because I'm anxious, too, to get that set up.
Yeah.
I've got a number of new people that want to get registered into the, and I know you have a number of new people, so we need to get them all registered.
Yes.
Okay, my friend?
Okay, yeah.
And so we're, this is a little bit unusual show today because we had some difficulty getting the site up this morning, and but now that it's up and working, my friend Derek and I, Derek is from Tennessee and I'm from New Jersey. So it really doesn't matter where people live in this program. We talk to people all over the place. I'm working with people in South America. I'm working with people in the United States. I'm working with people in Germany. And I'm working with people in Puerto Rico. And all over the place we work with people. So
people need help all over, right?
That's right. People need help all over. And we're willing to take the time to help them. And we don't charge for our services.
No, I don't charge for my services.
Right, right. So our time is free for anybody that wants that needs help. So I'm
not, if I don't charge people to help them.
I'm saying that for the people that are might be listening on the internet. You know, a lot of days there's people from the internet come on. Because this program is broadcast out on the internet over 70 countries around the world.
Who conducted an extensive investigation into the Anthony Fallon computer search history of your own time.
Yeah,
so
I would have helped people have a better
experience.
Right?
Phone on mute.
So I hear that you got intrigued by the Casey Anthony case. Jose Baez, Casey's attorney, wrote a book. He said that
Okay, folks, that's better. There was some background, a lot of background noise there that was interfering. Thank you, Derek, for doing that. And anyway, we were talking about people that we're working with all over the world, and there are a lot of people coming into the United States in the past couple of years. The immigration has more than doubled or even tripled. People coming in both legally and illegally because people see opportunity in the United States that they don't have in the country where they live. They see ways to have a better life for them and their families. So they're very anxious to come here and take part of the American society because America has a great system that's focused on people. A lot of the politicians in our country today don't have that focus anymore. They're focusing on themselves and they're focusing on big government. But we don't promote that in this on this show, and we try not to be political. So I'm not going to mention any political party. I happen to be a conservative, and many of the people on this in this program are conservative people. But that doesn't mean that we think that what other people, their philosophy is wrong. It's just not what we are. It's not what we're about. I just wanted to make that clear because we don't have a political platform on this show. Our platform is all about individuals and organizations that support those individuals. That's what our philosophy is about, and that's how we focus. The focus is on you, the individual, or you and the organization. It's not on us. We just happen to be the bearer of the message. And we just happen to be the one who is there to coach you and help you and show you how you can improve your life and your family's life. And so that's what we do. We coach people and we help them to have a better life for themselves and their family. And I don't know what area it is that any particular person is interested in, but I know the people that I'm working with in several countries around the world, including the United States, especially the United States, because that's where our primary emphasis is right now. But we do work with people around the world, and we have access to countries all around the world. So, and I mentioned a couple of them, Colombia, South America, I'm working with, and Germany, and Puerto Rico, England, and other countries around the world. So I am very thankful that the good Lord has put me in the position to be able to help people and be able to give them some opportunities that they don't realize are available for them, and to help them to take full advantage of those opportunities in their lives. So we have eight main areas that we concentrate on with people. That's in the area of housing, in the areas of the arts, the fine arts, in the areas of family. That's one that I concentrate a lot on because I have a big family. In the area of finances and increasing their income, getting a better job, or starting a small business if that's what they want, a home-based business, or whatever kind of business they're interested in. We have all kinds of opportunities available for people. Not that we have developed, but they have been developed by other organizations or other people. And we just work with those other organizations to bring them to other people that are interested in that area. I'm never shy about referring somebody to some other organization. Never shy. If I realize that the best organization that can help them is available, and we have a contract with that organization, I will refer them to that organization or to that person, whoever it is. Someone that may have skills that I don't have, or someone that may have skills that people on our team don't have. If they need help in that area, we will refer them to someone who can help them outside of our organization, our program. So that's the way it works. But we can help people in those areas that I've mentioned. Also, we help people in the areas of clean air and water and health and wellness. Those are some more areas that we help people. Education and certification, those are two big areas that we help people in. If they need more education in their life to improve their life, we can help them in that area through programs that are very inexpensive, and some are free. But we can help them in those areas. And we have connections to other companies and nonprofit organizations that people can be connected with and people can use to improve their lifestyle and to improve their family's lifestyle. I work with many, many families, and so do a lot of the other people that are connected with the Hope Collection. We have a board of directors, and we have right now, I think, 10 people on the board. We're going to increase that to a couple of more people on the board. And to get some more help, in other words, because we can't do it all ourselves. There's just too much and too many people that need help around the world that we bring more people in that can also help. For example, if you're listening today, and I'll bet you that you know people that I don't know. Maybe you know some organizations that I don't know about. Or maybe you're in a country that that does things a little bit differently than we do in this country. So bringing you in and sharing your knowledge and your experiences helps everybody on the team, and it helps everybody that we're trying to help. So that's how it's called, a pay it forward philosophy. And we didn't invent that. There was a movie out years ago where Helen Hunt starred in, and Kevin Spacek, and a young boy, I can't think of his name right now, he was actually the key actor in this particular movie. But it was a great program that talked about paying it forward to people, and so that's the philosophy we use. Our motto is helping people by helping them to help other people. And we do that because that's what the good Lord wants us to do. I see we have a couple of more people come on, so I'm going to stop talking, and we're going to see who this is. I see my friend Larry from New Jersey. He's come on. Hi, Larry. How you doing?
Oh, hanging in there by a thread.
You know, some days we have good days, some days we have great days, and some days we just have, I don't even want to mention it, but days that are very, very confusing and maybe very stressful and so forth. But in the end, the good Lord is there to help us through every single day, and he does help us. And so that's what I'm asking for him to do right now for everybody that's listening. If there's any kind of an issue in any people's lives, ask for help, and the good Lord will get it to you. May not come always in the way that we expect it to come, but the help will come. And I can have a testimony of that in my life, in my life of more than 80 years. And I can tell you, if I ask, and he, I know he's always listening, he will answer us. There's another person came on here, and I don't recognize the number. It's a 507 number. Would you mind introducing yourself, who you are?
Hi, I'm Mary, and I'm a mental health coach that specializes in mindset reset. I work with people who are stuck or have depression, anxiety, autism. And what we do is I teach you how to take the symptoms of the issues and retrain your mind through different techniques and eliminate those issues to eliminate the disorder to have the life that you deserve.
Great.
That's a great job.
Would you tell us your name again?
It is Mary.
Ingrid.
Hang on. It's Mary.
Great. Welcome to the show. And do you work with one of our people?
I work with Kurt.
Chris?
Kurt.
What? Kurt. Oh, my friend Kurt up in Buffalo.
Correct.
All right?
I met him by a rant I had on Facebook, and we've been talking ever since, and he invited me on the other day, and everyone told me to check
it out
the rest of the week.
I tell you, Kurt is a winner. He not only talks the talk, but he walks the walk. In other words, he takes action to talk with people and to help them in any way that they would like to have us help them. And I appreciate him for referring you to the show today. My name is Bob Oakley, by the way, and I do the show on every Thursday
And we have a lot of fun with it. It's a great radio show, and it's a great way to meet new people like yourself. And I welcome you. And I just want to tell you, you can come on any day of the week you want to, Monday through Friday, at the same time, 12 noon to 1 o'clock, and the same telephone number. You can come in, and you can get different perspectives each day because there's different people talk about different areas of people's lives. And I concentrate primarily on the family. That's one of our pillars. We have eight pillars, and that's one of them that I talk almost exclusively about because I have a large family, and I chose that one because of my family. I have now 11 children in my family, and we have over 30 grandchildren now. So. Now that includes several great-grandchildren, but that's a total of 30. So we have expanded around the world, and I'm working in other countries now because of my family. Because family and friends of my family have asked for help. So we're working with people in Europe, and we're working with people in Puerto Rico, and we're working with people in Colombia, South America, and other locations. So and our work is basically coaching people and helping them to determine what it is that interests them and what it is that they might want, what needs they have, and how we can help them. And we use a process called life coaching. To do that. I know Kurt is a life coach, and I am a life coach, and we're both certified, and we have others on the team that are also certified. So we can help a lot of people, and we do help a lot of people every single day, because that's what we're all about. Not about us, it's about you, and it's about anybody that might be able to help them either through yourself or through Kurt or through some of us on the show. But we do have other conference calls that we do. We have a conference call that we do on Saturday mornings. That's at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. And it's the same telephone number, 714-816-4686. That's 714-816-4686. That's the same number that we use for our radio shows during the week. And we don't exclude anybody from those calls and those radio shows. Everybody's invited. And some people disinvite themselves. They're not interested in hearing anything else. They're not interested in doing anything else. And that's okay. We don't judge them. That's their decision. Not ours. And that's the way we handle it when we work with people. We might tell you that it might be good for you to do this, to do a certain thing. One of the things that I recommend to people is to listen to the show, the radio show, more than once. Listen to it two or three times, and then you will get different perspective from different people. And you can learn that way and find out if there's some areas that we concentrate on that can help you. It might be in the area of housing. It might be in the area of the family unit. It might be in the area of education or certifications. It might be in the area of health and wellness. Or it might be faith leadership in that area. So whatever it is, it might be in the fine arts. So we have programs ongoing in all of those areas, and we have people who specialize in those areas, and they're usually members of the board of the directors. We have a board of directors of 10 people right now, and we're going to add two more very shortly. I happen to be the vice president on that board, and my friend Ron Clayton, which Gary knows very well, Ron Clayton. They're good friends. And so,
I met him yesterday.
Oh, good. That's great. He's a character, isn't he?
He is.
Very knowledgeable man. Very knowledgeable and very skillful in a lot of areas. And he is also helping a lot of people. You know, Ron and I started in this program about the same time, and it's many, many years ago. And both of us worked through Dr. Joel Griffin, who was the founder of the Hope Collection. He and his wife built the Hope Collection together, with a lot of us working with him also. I miss Joel so much. He passed away due to complications with cancer for many years. And he was a tremendous servant leader. And his wife, Arden, is also a tremendous servant leader. And she helps all of us. She's still working with us, by the way. And I am very happy that the good Lord has put me in this position where I can help people, because I've been helping my family for many, many years, 60 years or more, working with my family members, my wife, my kids, my in-laws, the friends of our family. I don't know why I started doing that. Of course, my mother and my father set a good example for me, because they were also servant leaders. And I guess that's why I got started, and I guess that's what the good Lord wants me to do, because he's given me some skills that allows me to do that, and I am thankful for that. But anyway, do you have any questions about anything regarding our program that you'd like us to talk to you about?
No, Kurt's been filling me in a lot, and you know, we have a similar, you and me have a similar belief, because what I do when I work with the children is that I believe you can fix that kid three ways till Sunday, but if you don't fix the family and what's going on with the family, it's never going to change. So what I do is I work with the individual and the family to help get the children to have the power to explain what they're doing to cause some of the issues that are going on.
That's great. That's great. And it appears to me that there's several interests that you have in your life regarding this program, and that's why you're on the show. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. What I would recommend is, you know, you... Gary referred you to the program, and he's in the best position right now because he knows your situation, and he knows what it is probably that what you're interested in, and he's the best person right now to work with you. But I would also recommend to you that you, if this is the first show you've been on, that you come on different days. You can talk to tomorrow, Captain Len King. Is involved with hosting the show on Friday, and Ron Clayton hosts the show, and I know Gary hosts the show also. So you get different perspectives on different days, and my perspective, as I said, is basically the family unit, but I also have a tremendous amount of background in business. I own three businesses of my own, and I am very much involved in those, as well as in this non-profit organization, the Hope Collection. So I can help people in several different areas. And I'm not bragging. I'm just saying that's the situation the way it is, because I've been around a lot longer than most of you, and I have been... Thank you, Jesus. I've gained some skills that allow me to help people. So I'm willing to work with you also. But I would say your first contact, your primary contact, I should say, is Mary. And then if Gary needs me to help with anything, I will do that too. So that's the way it works. We're a team, and we will all work together. Does that make sense?
Oh, it's perfect sense. You know, it's like I've been helping with Kurt doing the social media aspect of his business and getting him out there more, and we all kind of all work together to do different things and help each other to progress.
Yeah.
The word out of what we're working on.
We use, most of us use what's called a small bite approach, of teaching and coaching people. Because if you try to give people too much information all at one time, then it doesn't soak in. It's gone in a day or two. But if you use a small bite approach, you give a little bit of information. When I talk with people on a one-on-one call or a three-way call or on a conference call, I usually only talk to them for like 15 or 20 minutes. And then I say, okay, let's set up another appointment when we can talk again and dig into it a little bit deeper. It's in life coaching, it's called peeling the onion getting down to what the real interest is or what the real need is of that particular person. So that's the approach that we use. Does that make sense?
It does, and I've been very thankful that I've been given the gift that people naturally feel comfortable around me, so they like to spill.
Yeah, and Gary.
And
Gary is very, very good at that. Very good at doing that. As doing the process that I just described, peeling the onion, and getting down to the real need or the real interest of a particular person. So, I appreciate him. I want you to send me, if you would, a text. You have texting?
Oh, of course.
Send me a text to my phone number. It's 908-20.
Give me one quick second. Okay.
What, 908-209. You get it? 209-9202. You want to read that back to me?
You cut out for a minute there. I got 908-209-9202.
9202. And the reason I want you to send me a text and include your name with it, because that way I can put you in my address book, and if you call me, which I'm encouraging you to do if you want to, then I will know who it is right away.
Okay, yep, I just did that.
I'll have your name and your number in my address book, and you send me a text. So that's the reason that I want you to do that. If you want to, if you don't have to, if you don't want to, but if you want to, go ahead and do it. Okay.
Yep, I just sent you a text.
And the next time you talk to Gary, tell him we had talked. And if there's anything you need, feel free to call me. And tell Gary that it's great that he sent you to the call. Okay.
Okay, sounds great. I'll do that.
Now I'm gonna shift gears here for a minute, and I'm gonna talk to another friend of mine. His name is Larry, and Larry lives in New Jersey, and he and I have been friends for a number of years. We go to the same church, and we do a lot of work in a lot of projects together. one of those that Larry's been involved in for years is the Elks Club. And I recently joined the Elks Club because Larry encouraged me to do that. And so I'm now a member of the many organizations that I belong to. I'm also now a member of the Elks Club. And it's a great organization that works with children and works with people that need help. So it's there's a lot of synergy between that. And Larry, I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to talk to you much on the call, on the program today. But you and I agreed earlier that we're going to get together later on and talk some more, either this afternoon or this evening. Okay?
Sounds good to me. Thanks.
So
thanks.
I encourage
thanks
you when you have an opportunity. When you have an opportunity, Larry, give me a call. Okay? Okay, my friend. God bless you and your family. And God bless everybody that's on the call today, whether you're listening on the Internet. And I wish that we could converse on the Internet. But I want to encourage you to come on the radio show. The number to come on the radio show is 714-816-4686. That's 714-816-4686. And as I said earlier, we don't exclude anybody. If you come on as a referral, that's good. Or if you just come on because you happen to be on the show today and I gave you the number. So you're invited. And we're just about out of time, so I'm going to be signing off. This is Bob Oakley. And good luck to all of you, and God bless all of you that are listening. I thank Larry and you guys that are coming on the show. My friend Derek was on earlier, and he dropped off. But I appreciate everyone that comes on. We had some problems getting started today because there were some technical problems. Not on this end, but was on the end where we connect up to the software. So, but that was resolved, and I'm glad we were able to have the show today. So, welcome to all of you, and bring a friend, and come on again. And you all have a great day, and God bless.